This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by TouringPlans.com. Spend less time in line and more time riding your favorite attractions. Visit TouringPlans.com.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 328 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to the show. This is Ed. And along with Lisa...
Ed, I feel like it's been forever since I have talked to you.
I know. It seems like it has been forever. Actually, I think the last time we might have talked had been November.
I was just going to say, how was Christmas?
So how's everything going in the Sunshine State?
Well, cold today, but overall, it's been fantastic.
What was the game tonight?
Oh, we played Villainous.
What's Villainous?
Villainous is a Disney villains game.
What's the? It's got to be a mimicking of a different game. Like the Magic Kingdom game is kind of like Monopoly-ish Life or whatever.
Oh, this is on its own. It's brilliant and it's really good and it's a great group game. Or like I've played it with Isabella or Ian one-on-one. It's so much better in a group, but it takes a while. You know, if their group of five of us could potentially play for about an hour and a half to 2 hours, just one game.
Nice visual.
It's you're really working off your own board. You pick a villain. So for example, tonight I was Dr. Facilier. Angela was Captain Hook. Ian was Hades. Isabel was the Evil Queen, and Chloe was the Queen of Hearts. And you have your own objective, but each player can kind of interfere with your objective. Each of the other players can interfere with your objective. It's a great game. It's challenging to figure out, but once you figure it out, it's a lot of fun.
Oh, it's got to be. And I'm sitting here smiling because it's like you're allowed to be the bad guy. You get to pick which bad guy you want to be, and you have to be bad.
So there is the original came with six characters. So the original came with Ursula, Captain Hook, Maleficent. Oh, God, I'm going to mess this up. Ursula, Captain Hook, Maleficent. Think, Lisa, think. Who are the other three in the green? Heck. Jafar.
Good one.
Now I'm trying to picture the Queen of Hearts. And there's one more there. Then there are expansion packs. So they have two expansion packs. The first expansion pack came out a couple years ago. Maybe 2 years ago, or maybe a year and a half ago, and that had Radigan from Oliver and Company, Dr. Facilier, and the Evil Queen. And then they just came out with another expansion pack this past summer, and that has Scar and Hades and one other that obviously we don't play all that often.
Right.
And they're coming out with another one on March 1st. I just read in my work email that they are releasing another one March 1st. Another expansion pack.
What characters does everybody fight for? Fight the big.
You know, always. They always typically fight for the Queen of Hearts because she's fairly easy. Maleficent's fairly easy too, but Isabel loves the Evil Queen and Ian loves Hades.
So is this a board game or a computer game?
A board game.
Gonna have to try that out sometime.
It's so good.
Very cool.
It is so good. And if you get the expansion pack you can play individually as well. But the bigger pack comes with a cauldron to hold all your coins in, because everybody gets coins.
Mm-hmm.
The smaller packs don't have the cauldrons.
Oh, nice.
I'm really angry with myself that I can't. That I have to.
I have nobody play board games like that. Well, I guess my nephews just got to travel a little bit.
I typically have it with me. I typically have it with me anytime I go to Disney. Anytime we go, we'll bring it with us.
To play at the room or online, or what do you mean?
To play at the room. You can't play it online.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure exactly where we're going with it yet.
Prince John. That's the other one.
Oh, Prince John. Okay, that's a good Prince one. John. Do you get to suck your thumb really while you're playing? Like
that one, you have to, in order to win the game, again, each character has their own objective. In order to win the game, he has to have like 20 things of money, and you can only collect like two or three at a time, and people can take money away from you, and you have to pay to play cards. It's really good.
Nice.
There's a YouTube video on how to play online. You should check out the YouTube video first, because that's how I had to learn how to play, because the directions read like stereo instructions.
Well, that's cool. That's what, YouTube's your friend.
Yeah.
I always preach that big time.
If people haven't, if you're a Disney fan and you haven't checked that out yet, you're missing out. If you're a Villains fan and you haven't checked that out yet, you're severely missing out.
Right. And again, like I said, just the whole idea of like being able to play a villain, and that's the point. You don't have to choose to be good or bad. Congratulations on the 5K. Was that was this morning, right?
That was this morning. I'm one tired puppy this evening, but so happy to join you. I've been a little groggy most of the day.
Oh, I can imagine. I can imagine so bad. So I tell you what, what time did you get up for that? Like, was that one of those early, like in the dark type start races or no?
They're all early in the dark type start races. But for me, I was up at 4 o'clock this morning. And my trip in is a little bit different. Angela and I decided kind of last minute to book a room. So we kind of killed a couple birds with one stone. We stayed at the Grand Destino Tower last night.
Oh, beautiful.
Could
you enjoy it, though, with the race coming up?
Yeah, it was we stayed 2 days in a row, but we kind of, okay. We had already planned for the Wednesday. And then we were like, you know what, let's do the Thursday, too. So that way we don't have to drive in from home. Not that I live far away. 20, 25 minutes isn't that bad.
Right. But
easier to take the bus, which is a funny story we'll get to in a second. Easier to take the bus to the expo, and from the expo, it's easier to take the bus, you know, to the race in the morning and then be off and do whatever you want. But it was a great experience. I sat at the pool all day yesterday. Angela sadly went to work, but that's okay.
Oh, bummer.
I enjoyed my quiet time.
So what was the name of this race? Give me the official name.
So the official race weekend is the Disney Princess Half Marathon Weekend. Right now the hashtag is the hashtag is Run Disney, and it's hashtag Princess Half. And that is the weekend that we're in right now. So they have multiple races. Run Disney does multiple races on both coasts. Several, you know, a couple times a year.
Right.
And in February every year, this is the Princess Half Marathon Weekend.
So now right away, a dumb question, and I apologize for it. Is it only for girls?
It's not. But it certainly makes all those guys out there feel very comfortable wearing tutus. it is a lot of girl power. When you go to the expo, there's a lot of great costuming and great options for women out there. There are a lot of, you know, running skirts and things that a lot of the vendors sell. But overall, it's a family race. And that's what these races are. You know, once you get into the marathon's a qualifier race. That's a serious race. Even some of the half marathoners take it very seriously. But these 5Ks and 10Ks, and don't be fooled, they have 100-meter dashes and 200-meter dashes and mile runs for the little kids.
Okay.
Those are fun races. And that's what the 5K was this morning. But something that, you know, a 5K is 3.1 miles.
Sure, right.
And it certainly, you have to train for it. You can't just, you know, and you could, I guess, if you go to Disney a lot, 3.1 miles isn't a ton. But you do kind of want to train for it a little bit. So Angela and I have been working on this for a couple months now, just getting a good feel of putting a decent amount of walking or jogging in.
Getting ready for it.
So that way we can be prepared for this race.
Awesome. Well, the weather was perfect for the race. I mean, a cool day is what you want, right? No, it was...
You're hysterical. So the funny story is, so here we are. We're staying at the Grand Destino Tower. I think it makes sense. We can get up. We can go downstairs. We got up at 4 o'clock this morning. And I said to Angela, you know what? Let's just pack up the room and throw all the stuff in the car. That way we can leave our big thing. And if, for those of you that have met me, I would call myself a Pooh-sized character. I want to be rewarded for my hard work. So we typically, after our 5K, because this is Angela's 4th and my 3rd, run Disney event. I like to be rewarded for all that hard work. So we usually go straight to Gaston's Tavern for, you know, a cinnamon roll.
Nice.
Because what else do you do after you run a 5K but go to Magic Kingdom and enjoy a cinnamon roll?
Of course.
So I thought, well, you will just leave straight from the race. We won't have to worry about checking out, and we'll just come back here later on in the day and grab the car and head home. We woke up. We came downstairs with all of our stuff, stepped outside. It was in the high 40s, low 50s, and it was raining.
Oh, okay. The rain is definitely not fun in the 40s and 50s. Okay, I get it.
So, I looked at Angela and said, forget about the bus. Get in the car. We're going to turn the heat on. We're going to drive to Epcot. We'll sit in the car for as long as humanly possible. Wait for the rain to stop, which it did. Just as we were getting out of the car, the rain had stopped. And that was probably at around 4:45 in the morning.
Right.
And then we made our way over to the corral. You kind of go in, you go through bag check. There's all kinds of options. You know, you can leave, if you bring in your backpack with you, you can leave it there and then pick it up at the end of the race. There's all kinds of things going on. There's a DJ, there's a stage.
Always a DJ.
Actually, it's all constant music. So, sure. And then you make your way into the corral, and it's kind of a waiting game. So the race steps off at 5:30, and then it's kind of how many, they do multiple starts. They shoot off fireworks for each of the starts. And we were in Corral B, so they started in Corral A and did about 15 starts for Corral A. And we were in Corral B, we were the 3rd start for Corral B. Okay. And they kind of stagger you out onto the course. But everything starts in the Epcot parking lot.
Okay, and that was my next question as far as the course and stuff like that. And now, real quick, before I forget, too. Now, I run a race, and this is funny to say it like this, but I had been administrating a race for about like 10 years with our church. We had a 5K and we had a 10-miler. So now the 5K, we allowed people to walk it, but we asked them to start back behind the runners. Did they have certain corrals for walkers, or wasn't really broken up?
It's based on what I'm assuming. There were 3 corrals, A, B, and C. Mm-hmm. Based on the fact that this was our 4th and 3rd for Angela and I respectively, I think it was based on the number of times that you had done a 4 or 5K. They were a 5K, how many times you had done it. They were interviewing people up front, and some people, like, this was their 50th 5K Run Disney event. Some people had done it one several times. So it is, I believe, based on the number of events you've done.
Okay.
Not necessarily. And we're not runners. We've jogged it before. We've walked it. Today we walked it. You know, Angela's knee was bothering her, and I had a blister on my heel. I was like, you know what? We'll walk it. And they've got no problem with you walking it.
Right. It was that tough day at the pool the day before, right?
Yeah. Oh, God. Killed me. It was so much effort sitting by the pool.
How crowded was this race?
It's very crowded. We had the pleasure of spending some of the time on the course with the podcast friend Heidi.
Okay.
And her daughter and her mother were running, and then Rachel and Ken were running.
Right, I did hear that.
That was their first Run Disney event. And one of the things that they said was, I was surprised how busy it is. And it is. It's, these races are very popular. They sell out very quickly when registration opens. Not soon after registration opens do the 5K and 10Ks sell out.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things about those weekends, the running weekends, you got to watch out for traffic. If you have plans the morning of one of the races and you're expecting your bus to get you to the Magic Kingdom or something like that, make sure ahead of time, ask some people and cast members, and might make sure you're going to be able to get there.
And I tell people on 5K and 10K days, which are on every other weekend with the exception of marathon weekend, which is in January. The 5K is on Friday and the 10K is on Saturday for every other half marathon weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Those particular days, you just want to avoid the park that the event is happening at. For Princess, it's Epcot. Once you get into the half marathon day on Sunday, that's going to impact three different parks. And forget about it on marathon weekend on that Sunday for the marathon. It's crazy. Well, you have a hard time getting anywhere.
Right. They have roads shut down is the first thing, and a normal like time of year. But now there's so much construction going on top of that, down in that whole area, that it really got congested. November, it took us a long time to get to the Magic Kingdom on Saturday morning. And that's something you just have to plan on. If you plan on it and you get there a lot earlier, then you're fine. Knowing is half the battle.
You say construction, and I will tell you, construction had a huge impact in this race. Like I said, this is Angela's fourth and my third Princess race, and we're accustomed to the course. The course typically doesn't change. You leave the parking lot, and you go out the back entrance of the parking lot and take a right, and it brings you down to the entrance of, I'm going to say this, and some really great Disney nerds out there will know what I'm talking about, and okay. Others may not. But you enter the Avenue of the Americas, or the Avenue of the Stars, the Avenue of the Americas, I think. And that's the back road that goes all the way around behind World Showcase.
Sure. It's like the feeder road for supply and stuff like that.
Yep. Absolutely. So you typically come in the back gate and you go underneath Test Track, which is really cool. Out back, the open air part of Test Track.
Mm-hmm.
And the course usually brings you in right after the Mexico Pavilion. It brings you right in that entrance there, typically where Donald is tucked away that little alleyway.
Across from the mariachi guys.
Yep. So you come in there and then you take a left and you go all the way around World Showcase Lagoon. And then you come up and over the bridge by Paris going into the UK, and you take a left and you go down that hill like you're going out the International Gateway, and then you take a sharp right
and you jump on a boat.
brings you kind of off stage. You go behind where the Skyliner is now, and you pretty much come right out over by Canada where the big bubble is, the World Showplace.
Sure, right.
And you come out that entranceway and come back out onto the World Showcase. And the old course would bring you up to the main entrance to Future World. You take a left and you'd go into Future World, and then you take another left and go towards Soarin', and then double back and come back towards the center where the Fountain of Nations was.
Right.
And you'd take a left and come right up past, right underneath Spaceship Earth, and kind of weave your way out of the park and back into the parking lot. And the finish line was right out in the parking lot on the right hand side.
Oh, beautiful.
Now, as you've seen pictures, right, the Epcot that you knew back in November is completely different now.
Sure, right. So did they take you? Okay, I have an idea where they might have taken you. How did you get back out to the parking lot then?
First of all, we didn't come in by Mexico. We came in by Norway, right? No, China. You come in by China.
Like
now.
That alleyway by the restaurants coming in?
Mm-hmm. And then you come through China, up around World Showcase Lagoon. You still do that little back hedgeway by World Showplace in Canada. You come out and you continue around World Showcase, and where you used to come in over in Mexico, you go back out. Doesn't even bring you up into Future World. Didn't even bring you up in the Future World this time.
Well, why screw with all that construction, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
So really kind of cool, and I took a picture of it because you know me, breaking the rules and
Did they say not to?
No, there is not any direction to not to, or at least I didn't see any direction to not to.
Right, right.
So I did take a few pictures back there, but they brought you out by Mexico, and then you took a sharp left, and you went right over, and you ran right along the side of where the new Guardians of the Galaxy coaster is.
Oh, okay. Anything special?
And there's a tunnel back there. So, like, you go underneath what I would imagine is where the coaster is going to take off.
Oh. Yeah,
I've got to send you the picture. It'll look a little funky, but I was expecting that to be a fully functional, totally 100% connected building from the what you see in the park to the attraction building, and it's not.
Cool.
I can't wait to show you that picture. I'll have to share that with you.
Yeah, definitely. Fun.
And then you come out that backside, you just go underneath, and you kind of snuck around to the right around the Guardians of the Galaxy coaster and out into the parking lot through the finish line. It was certainly interesting. It was a lot more backstage this time than there has been in the past.
Right. Hey, backstage is okay with me. So you must have seen some of the stuff from the Epcot tour that we went on.
Yes. We were able to
kind
see...
Kind of the kitchens, maybe?
Yep, the kitchens.
Very cool. Nice. Now you're getting used to the backstage.
Yeah. This is now something that we've done a couple of events where we've had to get on a bus and drive that whole road all mm-hmm. the way around from one end to the other.
Right. Well, very cool. Well, again, congratulations to you and Angela. Doing it 3-4 times is incredible. And you know what? You walked it this time, and some people kind of pull credit for that. Forget that. Being up at 4 a.m., planning this out, registering, a year ago? Or 9 yep. months, 10 months ago. The process is pretty tedious. The rewards are pretty cool, though. What'd you guys get?
So each princess race is themed. So the half marathon is Belle. Mm-hmm. So the medal is Belle from Beauty and the Beast. The 10K is Pocahontas. And then the 5K is Moana. So one of the cool things when you're running the course is they had the movie going up on the course. There were a couple of screens that you passed along the way, and they had the movie rolling and the music going. And once you get into World Showcase, it's all, princess music and Disney music. And it's really great that they've got a soundtrack for the whole entire course.
Right. Now, how much was it to get into the race? What's the registration fee? Do you remember?
Boy, it was so long ago, but it's expensive for your garden. You got to remember it's Disney.
Sure.
It's expensive for your garden variety. I really want to say, it's got to be $70, $80, $90, somewhere around there.
So it actually is like you're paying for a tour of World Showcase.
Essentially, yes.
But you have to run it.
on a great day. Today was not a great day. It was rainy. It was yucky out. It started raining when we were out on the course again.
Mm-hmm.
On a great day, if you're a little bit later in the race, if you start a little bit later and you time it right, you usually hit World Showcase Lagoon just as the sun is coming up. And it's beautiful because it's just you and the other runners. And there are cast members there that are cheering you on, and Norway had they were out there with their flags, and Canada's out there with a Canadian flag, and Great Britain's out there with a Great Britain flag. And there's all this going on, not to mention, no Disney Run Disney event is complete without characters along the race course. So Frozone was on the race course, Belle and Beast were on the race course, Stitch was on the race course, and Moana was on the race course. I feel like there was somebody else. There's somebody else I'm missing. We did stop for Stitch, and we stopped for Moana. Those two were fairly long lines, but worth the wait.
Right, which is funny to say that there's lines for characters on a 5K race.
Right.
I guess those people are not interested in actually putting a good time in, which is great. Now, okay, well, that brings up my other question, was there a sweeper? Is there a certain amount of time you're allowed on the course before somebody kind of comes along and says, let's move along here. We need to finish up.
I'm certain that they will shorten your course if they need to. There were a couple of times along the course where you could have, if you so wanted to, and trust me, there were quite a few people that were, we were kind of jogging and walking along with that did this. But there is a point where you're kind of passing on coming people as they're wrapping up their race and you're just starting yours. And this was underneath test track where people literally just kind of went around the cones. There's just cones there. There's no barrier.
Right.
And people just turned and went the other way. And that was about, you know, a half mile away from the end of the race. So really they had run a mile and maybe 1.2 miles and turned and just did the other half mile and wrapped up their race instead of going all the way around World Showcase Lagoon. There are a couple of places where cast members can kind of redirect you.
Right. Okay.
So if you're slowing up or you're not going as fast as they would like you to go, they could probably say, hey, you know what, why don't you head on in this direction? Why don't you head over here?
Cool. Now, I've always seen pictures from the Disney races, and the costumes are pretty extravagant from the runners. Anything stand out for you guys, or did you guys dress up? I guess I should say first.
We did not dress up. So this was the first race. It's got to be the second race that we have not dressed up for.
What's going on? You slagging off here?
No, we just hit a point where we...
Getting old.
It's not even that we are getting old, but boy, that's just a different story. We've gotten to a point where it's kind of, some of the costumes out there are phenomenal. They're really good. And of course, I can't begin to tell you the number of hey eyeballs I was seeing on the Moana 5K race course. So many great costumes. But for me, we dressed up the first year. It was the Frozen 5K was the first one I did. And we dressed up and we were love trolls. And it worked out really well because I needed a sweatshirt and we had winter hats on and it was 30 degrees out.
Perfect. Was that the snowing one?
It didn't snow, but it was warmer back home when we were living up in Massachusetts.
Wow.
It was warmer back home than it was in Florida. It was very, very, it was quite the challenge. And today was cold, but it was cold and wet. Like if it wasn't wet, I think I would have been okay.
Right.
And cool. The next time we dressed up as Disney nerds, and then the time after that, we didn't dress up at all. And today, we didn't dress up at all. I did wear my race t-shirt. You do get a complimentary race t-shirt.
Right.
Nice. So I did wear my race t-shirt.
Oh, okay. Now, the day before the race, you check in, you get your credentials, you get your bib. What else do they give you? Is that what you're just saying? Is you get that then?
Yep, you get your bib. And then you get your t-shirt. So each race has its own t-shirt. It's made with that kind of wet wicking material. Very, very comfortable.
Nice.
So we had our Moana Princess 5K t-shirts. They were blue. I think there's yellow and then there's green this year. Something yellow and pink. I don't remember off the top of my head. But that's at the ESPN Wide World of Sports, which is a place that I have actually spent a lot of time at lately, and I'm probably going back at some point this weekend for a little bit.
Right, and that's not on the boardwalk, though. That's somewhere else?
No, the boardwalk is the ESPN restaurant.
Oh, ESPN.
The ESPN Wide World of Sports.
Down from the Pop, right? Down at Victory Way, I think it is.
Yep, down at the end of Victory Way.
Gotcha.
And
very cool.
It's a huge complex. So they have 1, 2, 3... huge gymnasiums, if you will.
Sure.
And then a stadium and then a whole bunch of fields. So in the Visa Center is where you go and you pick up your t-shirt, and the HP Pavilion is where you go and pick up your race bib. And then up at the front towards the entrance is a huge, and this is the first time I've seen them do this. They may have done it last year because we didn't run a race last year. Is a huge gymnasium, and that was where all the Disney merchandise was. Usually in the past, they've kind of cut a room in half and they've made you wait in line and let you in. Huge, it was smart this year, huge gymnasium full of merchandise, spirit jerseys and t-shirts for every race, and you know, fun t-shirts like then if you will follow the Disney Nerds podcast on Facebook, go check out the video section of our Facebook page, because I did go live.
Right. Yep. There's some great things out there
for the expo, and some of the t-shirts are pretty hysterical. You know, run like Maleficent is chasing you, or run like Gaston proposed. There are some cute things. There's wine glasses and mugs and anything that you can think of, commemorative pins, AP annual pass holder specific items. There's just a lot of different things there. And to me, something for everybody.
Excellent. Did you guys get anything?
Yes. We got, Angela got both spirit jerseys because she's spoiled rotten. And I picked up, on a sad note, I haven't been on a podcast in a little bit, but Sophie was supposed to run this race. She's supposed to walk this race.
Right.
And for those who don't know, Sophie is one of our beloved group members who recently passed. And she was responsible for Mug Monday.
On our Facebook page, right.
On our Facebook, in our Facebook group. Excuse me. And I couldn't help myself but buy a mug. So if Sophie were there, she would have bought a mug.
Yeah, definitely.
So I did pick up the Princess Half Marathon Weekend mug, kind of in Sophie's name.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
And then we picked up a commemorative pin and a couple of other like magnets. I'd like to say we succumbed to the merchandising that Disney put together.
Sure. And that kind of is just an amazing thing where you pay the much registration fee to get into the race. You pay to go to the parks, to go to the hotels. You get up at 4 a.m. and the night before you get to pay to buy stuff.
That's right.
And you do. I get it. I mean, I do it. I'd be all part of it. I get it. It's just so against the normal way you live your lives. It's crazy.
And this is one of these things that somebody had asked me when I was doing the live stream. That is open to the public. If you want to go and check out what the expo has to offer, that's open to the public.
Oh, sure. And that's the ching, ching, ching comes in.
Yep. Absolutely. You can walk right in and go check out the merchandise. And if you see something you like, by all means, go ahead and grab it. They had special Mickey ears that Angela picked up. There was a lot that they had to offer.
Oh, sure. You're always going to see some specialty things. Every year there's something different. You never know. Now, the medal you guys got, if it's Moana themed, then I got to imagine there's the green gem inside of that, right?
It was the Heart of Tafiti. Yes.
Nice.
It was, and it's metal. It's heavy. They had an old rubber ones about 5 years ago, and now they've gone to the heavier metals.
Right. Sure.
Sounded a little
redundant.
Double entendre or something there. So they did go to the metals, and it is very pretty. All of them are pretty. And I'll tell you something. If you can't make it to Walt Disney World, but you are interested in doing a Run Disney event, check out the Run Disney website. They have virtual races. Star Wars was a virtual race this year, or is going to be a virtual race this year. And then they do a virtual summer series. And their summer series this year is what they end up doing is they do a race for June, a race for July, and a race for August. You can individually sign up for each of those races, or you can sign up for the pack. I did this 3 years ago with the kids, where we signed up for a 5K in June, a 5K in July, and a 5K in August that you do on your own. When you're done, you submit the time. And they'll send you the medals.
Is it the same type of registration fee if you were going on your own?
It's not as expensive.
Awesome. And now, does that one sell out or close out?
I think it closes up. I don't think it sells out. Like it's only open for a certain amount of time.
Right. That might
be the medals this year. The theming this year, though, is I'm signing up.
Right.
Because the June race is Mad Hatter themed. I can't wait to see what that medal is going to look like. Mm-hmm. The July race is Space Mountain. And the August race is Haunted Mansion. And the Run Disney, the rival, they do a Star Wars rival weekend at Walt Disney World. And that is April 16th to the 19th. And that's something that's already sold out. And then they do a virtual half marathon from January 1st to March 31st. That is, I think registration might still be available for that. And that's, so a regular half marathon is probably somewhere around $120 or thereabouts. This is about half off. It's $60.
Right. So you're paying for the medal and the opportunity to compete without having to travel. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, again, congratulations to you and Angela. That's a great accomplishment. And yeah, someday we'll do it. Someday we'll get down there, Leslie and I, and we'll try running something. Now, Rachel, you said, did it also, which was awesome from the show. And some other people connected with our show are down there doing it all, which is great to hear. I tell you what, guys, we do have kind of a special announcement, too, because we have solidified, and I know we've talked about it a little bit, but our meetups in November, the weekend has been solidified. It's going to be November 13th and November 14th. That's Friday and Saturday. We're also thinking about doing another event on the Thursday, the 11-12. However, the only thing I can talk about right now is the Saturday event, the scavenger hunt. That is on the calendar and events. Did you see that yet, Lisa? We posted that.
I have. I'm really excited about this one.
Because we're going to be doing our scavenger hunt in Galaxy's Edge. And I haven't figured out what or how we're doing it yet, but I guarantee it is going to be one immersive experience. We're going to have a great time with this one.
I feel like there's going to be a lot of translating going on.
A lot of translating, and I have a feeling you're going to be seeing a lot of the podcast hosts out and about in Batu. So it's going to be fun.
I'm really excited about this one. I'm really excited to get back to the roots, right? I believe the very first scavenger hunt you did was in Epcot, but the second one, I believe, was over at Hollywood Studios.
Right. So now we have a reason to go back. So this should be pretty fun. It's going to be cool because I'll be working this summer to get it all together, get my information going. I've got some assistants lined up. And yeah, now the event normally starts around 10 a.m., goes to about 2 to 3 p.m. in the afternoon. We've got a lot of rewards and awards to give out at the end of this. And basically, if you show up, you're guaranteed to get at least something. A fun afternoon.
For certain. This is one of the coveted events that we put together every year. We always see the same faces and we add more to the list every year. So what starts as 15, then goes to 20, then goes to 30, then goes to 40. Everybody talks about this event leading up to and following. I think this is one of the best events that we put on.
Right. And the way we put it together, it's pretty cool in that you don't have to be a diehard Disney fan knowing every fact person to do well. The scavenger hunt's put together basically to kind of review a lot of the things you know or you've seen but you don't remember or know about and kind of to educate. So it's a really fun little run around the parks. And, you know, like I said, it's just the bonus of being able to win something when you're down there on vacation. It's a fun time.
It is a blast. And again, always something that we get complimented on every year.
So now once we get the other two events nailed down, we'll come back and we'll announce those two. I know everybody wants to get ready for or get their trips planned and start booking. Our rooms are bookable now. We have each of the level of the hotels. Jimmy is the person to get in touch with for that. And on top of that, again, we just wanted to let you know, we are thinking of a Thursday event and we'll definitely be doing our Friday walk. Well, you know what? We're thinking about somehow modifying the Friday walk around, but more than likely the sample-thon will continue as normal. That's just too fun to pass up.
Phenomenal.
And, you know, we could always hope for dry weather this year.
Right.
Okay, guys. So I tell you what, that's probably going to be it for show 328. Now, if you've done one of the virtual marathons or you're going to be doing it, give us an email. Oh, there he is. Jimmy, tell everybody how to get in touch with the show.
You can email us at questions@thedisneynerdspodcast.com and email us individually at ed@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, jimmy@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, etc. You can send us a message on Facebook to the page, The Disney Nerds Podcast. Join our group, Disney Nerds. Instagram @TheDisneyNerdsPodcast and Twitter @TheDisneyNerds. Make sure to check out the website, www.TheDisneyNerdsPodcast.com, and watch the live stream every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Walt Disney World time.
Okay, guys, so that's it for show number 328 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. For Lisa, this is Ed, and we're the Disney Nerds, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
So long, everybody.
Compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in